This is Fred Kite for WOUB News. The Centers for Disease Control at one time declared Huntington, West Virginia, the fattest city in America. But residents there are changing the way they relate to food and exercise. Winning the food fight tells the story of that change.
I call it a grassroots sort of effort. I mean, we still have problems. There's still a lot of obesity, but our rate of increase has slowed down.
Ken Walker of Huntington is co-author of the book.
There are a lot of things happening that are almost unnoticeable. For example, my son-in-law works at a hospital just across the river in Ashland, Kentucky. And last summer, he lost 20 pounds because they were having a Biggest Loser competition at work, you know, with a cash prize for the winning team. I would imagine a lot of folks that went through that didn't even recognize, you know, kind of the influence of the Jamie Oliver miniseries in that whole thing. There's things like that going on, and, you know, honestly, it's going to take, I feel, 20 years to really measure the impact. It's a long-term sort of thing.
Walker is an Ohio University graduate whose fellow co-author is Steve Willis, pastor of First Baptist Church of Canova, West Virginia.
A lot of times, as a co-author, I pretty much write the book, but in this case, we were partners. We probably each wrote about half the chapters and then kind of went over each other's work and went back and forth. I did a lot of the legwork. Steve's a pastor and a pretty busy man, so where there were people to be interviewed, you know, I took care of those interviews. And sometimes I would interview him to get his thoughts on a particular topic or, you know, that chapter.
Perhaps the name Steve Willis rings a bell, probably because he had a role on Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, a six-week miniseries that aired on ABC TV and won an Emmy Award in 2010 for Best Reality Series.
The week before the last episode aired, he was filming parts of it at Steve's church. While we were talking, I said, what's your hardest, the most difficult challenge you have? And he said, trying to answer all the emails and calls we've been getting, because he had been on Good Morning America and Larry King Live and, you know, that type of show, and got back and had 2,000 emails. About a month later, I just felt like he probably, you know, could write a book. Has some pretty good insights, both on the topic of healthy living and kind of the spiritual end of the subject. It took about 3 months before we finally, you know, he decided, yeah, I want to do this, and talked to my agent, put a proposal together, and it took several months, but we got a contract offer January of last year, and then the book came out January 2nd of this year.
Walker says Willis's passion led him to begin a national faith and fitness movement that is revolutionizing the way people think about food. Walker says Willis wants to use healthy eating to bridge the huge gap between evangelicals and secular camps. For WOUB News, this is Fred Kite.